Today is Wednesday. And as every family in the north end of Boston will tell you, Wednesday
is Money Life's Sell of the Week with Charles Rotblat, editor of the American Association of Individual Investors Journal.
You are quite the bear.
That's right. Every Wednesday, Charles Rotblat joins us to help us let go of those investments that are going the wrong way.
You idiots! Look back on them at once and sell!
Don't keep coming up short. Join us every Wednesday for Charles Rotblat on Money Life with Chuck Jaffe.
Well, you know what they say. Fools make money, bears make money, pigs, they get slaughtered.
They do, but we don't encourage you to be piggish here on Money Life. We encourage you to be bullish. We encourage you to look at things from a bearish perspective, but we don't want you to be piggish. And that one of the things that we do to help you look at all of those perspectives is that we bring in Charles Rotblat each week. He is the editor of AAII Journal, the author of Better Good Than Lucky. He is the guest of the week, the only one who joins us twice. Now, yesterday on this show, his buy of the week, Toyota Motor Corporation. It's an ADR trading under the ticker TM, and he sees it as being very undervalued with a PE down below 10, as much as 35% upside, but more likely and more conservatively in the 10 to 20 range. Now we'll see what he's doing on the other side with the sell of the week. Remember, you can follow Charles on Twitter at Charles Rotblat, and it's AAII.com. Charles, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Our sell of the week is
DirecTV.
Okay. Now, DirecTV kind of is the sell of the week in real life and not just on the show because, of course, it was sold on Sunday to AT&T. Now, on Monday's show, taped before the announcement of the sale, we had Don Hodges, founder of the Hodges Fund. He was talking about the stock, and he said, well, if AT&T comes out and buys it, he thought there was still room to run. And if AT&T didn't buy it and the sale fell through, it would still be a good buy. You, on the other hand, are saying, hey, it's been sold. Say goodbye. So why?
Well, I think in this case, we're looking at the upside being limited, but there potentially being downside. And so to me, it's not so much how much more money can you make by investing in DirecTV. It's what is the risk? And I think anytime you look at a stock, you got to weigh, okay, what's the potential upside versus potential downside? The upside right now, as long as the merger is on the table, is fixed. Shareholders in DirecTV are going to get cash from AT&T. They're going to get $28.50 in cash, and they're going to get approximately $66.50 per share of AT&T stock. There actually is a collar around that number. So if AT&T stock drops below a certain level, they'll get more AT&T stock. If it goes above a certain level, they'll get less AT&T stock. But there's basically that compensation is locked. So you know that's your upside. Your downside to this is what if the merger doesn't go through? There's already a lot of discussion, and even up before the merger was being announced, there's a lot of scuttlebutt and debate about whether or not regulators will approve it, because it's not just a case where we have a one-off merger between AT&T and DirecTV. We also have Comcast and Time Warner merging. And so we're in a situation where we don't know if regulators are going to look at the two deals together and consider the impact of both of them going through, or will they treat each deal separately. But I think this is a case where if this deal falls through, there could be a lot of questions asking about DirecTV's, where's the growth going to come from? Who are they going to merge with? What are they going to do to grow larger? Because we are seeing this trend towards cutting the cord. A lot of millennials are looking at cable TV and saying, well, I can just go on the internet. And so I think with DirecTV, if we even set aside some of the growth concerns, and they are there, when you look out a few years, there are some questions about how DirecTV would do as a standalone company and what would be the repercussions if this merger fails to go through.
How bad could this get?
That's the thing that's really tough about this, is that it's really hard to say what the downside on the stock is. We do know at the end of April, before all the rumors came out about AT&T DirecTV combination, the stock was trading at about $77. And right now, it's interesting, the stock's actually down a little bit today, Monday, as we tape this, in reaction to the news. So there's obviously some skepticism about whether or not the merger will be completed. But you're looking at a 10% downside just off the bat if the merger falls apart. But then you start getting questions, as to how do investors start looking at the company and how much do they scrutinize growth. When we look at net additions for DirecTV for first quarter, they were 12,000. A year ago, they were 21,000. So we saw net additions, basically new subscribers less canceling subscribers, drop by almost 50%. And so then it comes to question, do people start looking at the stock, start worrying about growth slowing even more, start worrying about changes in the industry, and does that start bringing down the valuation? And that's where it really becomes tricky, because we don't know when or if that will happen and how much the stock will be hurt by it. So that's where I say we know what the upside is right now, and the upside is that merger price. The downside, that's where your uncertainty is. And I think if you're looking at the stock, and particularly if you're a shareholder, you might want to think about, okay, I've got the merger premium in this. I might as well take it and look for a better play versus thinking, well, I think the future could be bright, because I do think there's too much uncertainty surrounding the stock right now.
We could say this in a lot of cases when you have a merger deal. It kind of caps the upside, but the downside could be changed. Is there a particular threat or more of a threat here just because you have all the competition and the other factors, or is this just kind of, hey, this is just the latest shining example?
No, I think this is a case where it's a little bit more complicated, because you do have a lot of factors surrounding it, and a lot of these factors are really beyond DirecTV's control. Like I said, you do have the regulatory environment with now two really major mergers that could affect how all of us actually view TV and how we get content. But you also have this technological shift, and there's been ongoing discussions. Do companies like ESPN and channels like HBO, do they eventually start offering a la carte pricing on the internet? And if they go that route, that could change things dramatically, not only for DirecTV, but obviously for Comcast as well and AT&T, and it could change how we pay for internet eventually too. So you do have all these uncertainties that are very big and beyond the control of DirecTV's management.
And that is why DirecTV, ticker symbol DTV, it's the sell of the week. Even though it was technically sold on Sunday to AT&T, well, you might want to sell it now and take some of the quicker profits to be made out of this deal. That is the word from Charles Roeplut. He is not just editor of AAII Journal. He is our guest of the week. The only one who joins us twice. He was here yesterday. His sell of the week, Toyota Motor Corp. TM. Charles, it's always great. Thanks so much.
I enjoyed it.
Hey, we have just gotten started on the Wednesday, May 21st editions of Money Life, but we've got a lot more to go, and we'll do it right after this message when the big interview is here on Money Life.